The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Are here.
That wasn't much of a chuckle.
Kind of a chuckle. It's a secret. You can't announce a secret weapon.
Yeah. Really? It's supposed to be covert.
Hey, John, have you got a Kleenex for Akos? Sounds to me like he needs it.
Oh, you know, well, you know what? Here's the deal.
Oh, no. So he's got Ebola. He's got a Richie. Where's our Ebola sound effect?
I gotta get over to it.
Everybody's got Ebola.
All right. That's the Ebola sound effect.
Really? Which, oddly enough, is right next to John's intro music.
I'm basking in my glory.
Oh, there's the Ebola music.
No, so what happened yesterday after the show? Both Akos and myself, we ran out of here.
Really?
We had an infomercial shoot all day yesterday.
Yeah. Really?
That from one of the inventors that we have for Michael Inventions.
Really? Yeah. Somebody who's been on since I've been with you, or is this before?
Actually, before.
Just before. Just before. They restring it. This is the item that restrings drawstrings on bathing suits.
Oh, we had that.
Sweatpants.
We had that guy on.
A couple of weeks ago. Okay, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, really.
So that guy's running its course. That guy, yeah. I mean, we have a couple of inventions that are running the full course. We did the commercial for
him. Yeah, we met this guy, what was it, 4 years, 3.5 years ago. Yeah. I met him at Impex. And we go, hey, Johnson, we've been talking to him for almost, 3.5 years?
Yeah, he went off and he made a deal with a VC group, and I love this product so much.
VC's major capital.
Viet Cong?
No. Yeah, Viet Cong. Yeah. He went to the Viet Cong.
Because we're covert.
Venture capital. We're covert with a secret weapon. So he went to the venture capital company, and then they paid him. They wrote him a big fat check.
Really?
And I was so disappointed because I thought, oh, my gosh, this is such a great item. It's going to be so successful.
You wanted in on it.
I wanted to help him. I wanted to do it. This looks so much fun.
Yeah.
So I diarized. Here's some planning. So if you're an inventor and entrepreneur, here's one of those times where it really paid off for me. I diarized 12 months. I put it in my
does that mean, diarized?
So I put it into my calendar to remind me to call him on the anniversary of his deal, because his deal was only for 1 year. And so almost exactly the day, it came up on my, reminded me to call. So I called, the guy's name's Chad. So I called Chad. I say, hey, Chad, it's Akos from My Cool Inventions. He goes, I can't believe you're calling. I go, what do you mean? I just dismissed my venture capital company because they didn't make the performances. Like, I just canceled the contract. How did you know? And I'm thinking to myself, because I wrote it down a year ago. And we immediately struck up the conversation.
It's that cool of invention. I mean, it really is. I mean,
it is a cool invention.
So all day long yesterday, as soon as we got off the air for we ran over and we did the shoot. We just 2 minutes of television takes like 20 hours to film.
Yeah, you got
to
do a lot of taping.
Yeah, and so we did it. That's what we did yesterday.
And then he was on HSN this morning at like 7 a.m. So I mean, he's
selling his stuff from the infomercial you put together yesterday. He's got it all together today.
No, Rich would be very happy with this. I was selling the 18-in-1 tool.
Oh, I love that thing. That's cool.
Yeah, I was hacking and slashing.
So right now, Akos is laying. I mean, literally laying back. He might as well be on my.
I can tell by listening to his voice that he's taking a nap.
I'm sitting in a comfortable position.
Yeah, no, but you had a nap before.
Why not?
You had a nap. I can tell by your voice.
No, he hasn't.
Hasn't he? It sounds like he needs one.
No, neither one of us had a nap.
We're going to do the recording because, you know, a day in the life of radio, Doug. I know you're up at, I think, how many hours do you do? Like, you like 8-6 hours of radio in the morning live, don't you? Like, how many hours you do?
I'm big and tough and strong, and I can take it.
Oh, good for you.
Well, there you go.
You know what? People ask me all the time. How do you, because the normal shift is 3 hours. So the people who know we I'm on the air, we double it. So I'm on the air, and I don't even I don't think about it that way. There is something about doing this for a living. This is the 27th year of me doing this radio program, The Good Day Show, nationally, and it is my 50th year in the broadcast business. I find it, when you get to a certain point, some people, some people think that they are done. And there are others who don't know when they're done, when they are done. But that, but I don't feel any different. As a matter of fact, I feel better about being on the air now because the program is actually better. And I will give you, I'm going to give you both plaudits. We have designed or engineered this program in different ways so that different hours do different things to meet the needs of people at the time in which the product is airing. So earlier on in the morning, I do more in-depth stuff. And then for 3 hours, the four of us go around with the issues of the day and have lots of fun with them. I mean, you're serious about the news. We're not serious about much of anything else. And then when we get into this hour, the lady in my life, my partner Meredith, just said to me as she was leaving, she said, I love you guys together. What's his name? Akos and John, because it sounds like you're having such a good time, and it's a great bridge into the rest of the day, which is how I really envisioned this. And I don't ever, I never said to you guys what I really want this to be. But it really is, and has proven to be, a wonderful collaboration of you and your expertise, and me knowing, and I'm not saying this in a pejorative way, but I kind of do know how the radio works after this much time. You guys have great, affable personalities. You have a certain confidence because of the years of being successful in the television world. And that can translate into something that just is good to listen to. We sound like we're having a good time because we are.
We are having. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Well, but that's what it is. I mean, and that's kind of why this program is very quietly getting more attention, this part, this hour, because of how it's and it's beneficial. Never mind. It's good radio, but it also is beneficial. When I first did this, Richie said, what are you doing? And I've, by the way, tried a lot of stuff over the years. And Richie will tell you.
Some of it works. Some of it doesn't.
Right, exactly. That's the best way of putting it. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. But you have to throw it against the wall to see what sticks. And you never can tell. There's no rehearsing this. It's like you couldn't rehearse what you do when you go on HSN. It just is the electricity that you feel for either the audience, the people that call you on the phone, the product you're selling, the host that you're on with, by the way. Well, never mind. You don't say anything good. I wish you and Creamins could be on together doing that stuff.
Oh, that would be killer.
Because you would be better than some of the people that you're paired with when you go on some of these other excursions. But you got to take who they give you. Right?
You're 100% right. I always say every time is a great time on HSN, doesn't matter what time it is, because, you know, we're having a lot of fun. And my wife tells me the same thing. You know, Celeste says exactly the same thing to me. She goes, you know, you and I go up and down. I have an 8 personality. I get very excited, and then I get not so excited. When I get really quiet, she says, hey, tomorrow you're going to be on the radio. I go, yeah. She goes, you have so much fun doing that, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do have so much fun doing it.
Right, yeah.
So I put a smile on my face, and I come here, and it's so much fun. Yeah.
When is your birthday?
July 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're on the cusp. Leo, the lion. Yeah, okay. That's very interesting. Right. Yeah, that's interesting.
And yours?
Mine's November 5th.
But you
need to know also where your moon is and your rising sign in order to really get the best understanding of how to work with people. John, when's your birthday?
January 29th. I am an Aquarian.
Yeah. Now, see, John,
I am the water of life.
But you understand how you, as an Aquarian, that's an ideal sign to get along with a guy like Akos, who is, again, I'm just using the surface here because it goes much deeper when you get into moons and all of the rising signs and stuff. But on the surface, you would get along great with Akos, and you'd get along great with me. And if you listen to us, we all do get along sort of that way.
Yeah, we do.
John can become the linchpin, but he's quiet when he needs to be quiet. And do you know what I'm saying? There's a sort of, I'm not trying to be an evaluator here, but there's a thing about John. Most people like him because he just sounds like a guy you'd like to have a beer with.
Yes.
You know, and it seems to me that the two of you are not only friends on the radio, but you've worked together for so long, you actually sound like real friends in real life.
No, because we really are.
Right.
He's so, like a brother, you know.
And that'll come across on the air as well. People like to listen to, you know, we have all these conversations. I'm pulling on my hair, looking at all these clowns. I got to say this more lovingly. Some of these characters that are radio hosts that take themselves so seriously. I was just looking at a list of all the people who are talk hosts who actually believe they have some influence and are running for public office. They begin to believe their own PR. Now, do some of us become well known? Yeah. And do we become well known because we're good at what we do? Well, let's hope so. But does it translate? It's kind of like what I tried to do. People have tried over the years to get me to do various television projects. I was up for a game show once, and I didn't want to do it because it was a summer gig, and it would take me away from the farm. I've made a lot of calls like that over the years that affected me and my, I guess, success, because I wanted to be on the farm. That was what was important to me in the summertime. I don't want to, Richie will tell you, I'll go anywhere in the wintertime. You want me to go to Timbuktu? I'll go to Timbuktu. But as soon as April comes around, I want to be back on the farm. And that gets in the way of doing things. Well, in the case of these people that are running for office, they don't believe that people don't hang on their every word. So they get themselves into these situations, and they sound pretty silly. Although I do think a couple of the hosts are going to win as I look at the list of them around the country, because there's just so much upset, and everybody's going to vote for whoever's not in office. This is going to be one of those years when people are just going to vote. They don't know who the people are, but where it says incumbent, they're going to go for the other box. That's just the way it's it's going to shake out.
That happened in Toronto this week. They did not vote for it.
You know, I meant to ask you about that. Akos Jankura is a Canadian and an American working on both sides of the fence and doing it well. And that's not a negative. I think it's great, frankly. I'd like to have a citizenship of another country in addition to America myself. The headline read sort of in a way that you thought that the Ford family was a dynasty. I didn't get that. I didn't realize that Ford what's the story with him?
The bottom line is he's a crackhead. Bottom line, they were running drug trades in Toronto.
Yeah.
And he was mayor of Toronto. And the reason he got to be mayor, and he could have won again, because he ran the city so well.
Really?
Toronto hasn't been run so well in decades.
Isn't that awful?
So
that
everybody was willing to look the other way. So he gets sick during the election. Yeah. So his brother, who's a councilman, jumps in for place. And he almost won.
Really?
And he actually won his seat back. The guy won his seat back.
Yeah.
So he's still on the council, and now he's talking about running for federal government.
Really?
And everybody knows that he is what he is, and that's how bad the selection is in Toronto.
Well, that's how politics has become all around the world. There's so many. It's the selection, the best of the worst.
But you said he runs the city well, so he's not that bad of a selection.
Mm-hmm. You know how many arguments I have been in, but he's on videotape smoking crack.
Yeah.
We got
one of those in Washington D.C.
Oh, okay. So apparently that's okay. You know, but he does run, and I all the arguments I get into is exactly that topic. Everybody on the other side said he runs the city really well. We're running at the budget's balanced, everything's being done, all the projects are moving forward, and you got to pause and go, well, maybe it takes crack cocaine.
That's what's relevant.
Well, I don't know.
That's what's relevant. It's the irrelevant versus the relevant. And that, for people, is what's relevant. Akos Jankura, John Cremins. We have a cool inventor coming up. Stand by, 20 after the hour.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. What else? Bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose with that.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Joining you once again on My Cool Inventions Radio, Doug Stephan, Akos Jankura, John Cremins. We have an inventor in a moment named Daryl DeRenault. What is this? Razor beds.
Razor. Do you know how much money razors are? Have you ever been to the store and bought yourself razors?
I got a good one. No, I don't buy the good ones because they break. I just use the cheap ones and throw them away.
I buy the ones that you get put, you know, replace the blade with, you know, the triple ones.
Really?
Yeah, and they're a fortune.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
How are they so much money? Right. Like, no wonder these websites are coming up like a shave a day or a dollar a shave or whatever they call themselves. I mean, I went to the big store with a big parking lot, you know, the one you have membership to. I went there.
Costume.
And I'm okay, I need razors. So I pick up a thing of razors, and I'm walking in, and the woman's scanning it. She says, it's $47.
No.
And I said, have you, what? I mean, so they're so expensive. And what happens is, apparently, if the moisture gets on them, they actually lose the life of the razor. So this inventor, Daryl, has come up with razor beds that addresses this problem.
Really?
The solution for this problem. Yeah, that's what's supposed to do.
All right, so we'll have him in about 10 minutes here on My Cool Inventions Radio. Hey, John, how did Frank Sapia do the power plunger? And did you get to the bottom of whether somebody's ripping or likely to rip him off? Is he protected? Hey, because you were with us yesterday.
I reviewed it. On the surface, he is protected. But, you know, artwork has to get, you have to go look a little deeper. I'll get Susie, our IP person, to look at it a little deeper. But on the surface, he's protected.
Yeah, I was having a hard time getting the correct artwork for it. I mean, I got something from one of his websites. But he actually ended up at 92%. So
really?
He's on the lead right now. Hammock had 90%.
Right.
The Pumpkin Smasher was 64%.
Negative.
And then you got the Power Plunger with 92%. So that's... was pretty good.
You know, we are focused here on entrepreneurs, developers of product, idea people. This is this time of the year, this week, or the month before Halloween. I don't know how it is in Canada or even around the rest of the world, but I am more amazed every year at how much money people spend. This business has become the second largest retail situation in our country. It starts in August when these things go out, and now is that in Canada, do people get all excited about Halloween like they do here?
It's not quite, but it's on the same level. And really? In Europe, which I travel a lot, they don't even know what we're talking about.
No, they don't have a
You go to the UK, right. Germany, Italy, they have no idea what Halloween is.
So, under the circumstances, what business opportunities, what's the best Halloween business opportunity either of you has ever seen?
Candy.
Got to be chocolate. It's candy.
I mean, somebody developing. Does anybody develop new candy anymore? I mean, with the cocoa, the news on cocoa this week.
Yeah, the cocoa price is just unbelievable.
Right? Yeah. Well, that's because most of it comes from where the Ebola is. That's where cocoa is.
You're right. Absolutely right.
That's why the cocoa is. The price is crazy because that's where it comes from. But, Richie, we don't have the Ebola theme. There's another reason to be upset about
the
Ebola.
The Ebola theme, yeah.
Because,
absolutely.
We have, that's where all the cocoa is.
And I also read that cocoa, actually, there's now scientific evidence that was, I guess, published yesterday, or that's when I found it in my science journals. Cocoa is now has evidence to suggest that it could help with memory loss
as
older.
Right, there's a big journal, one of the medical journals has that story this week, exactly.
Right, but you would have to eat like 800 pounds of chocolate to get enough flavonoids.
So that's what I'm doing.
That is what you.
I'm a little heavy, but I remember everything.
So you'll be able to remember that you're going to die soon.
Yeah, right. No.
So you're 100% right. I mean, so cocoa. So HSN used to have Halloween shows.
Really? Themed Halloween theme shows.
And I used to sell Halloween stuff. Mm-hmm. And they used to put. You know what the big thing was? Remember those balloons? You put it in your front lawn. You filled them up, and they had these 3D scenes like the snow globes you see in winter. They had Halloween.
You sold those things?
I didn't, but I was on shows that did sell. I'm sure John hosted those shows.
Oh, many times.
And people bought them like crazy. Yeah, put them on your front lawn, and there's some scene there, right?
Crazy stuff.
Yep.
All right, Halloween, not in the focus, but razor blades are in just a matter of moments here. My cool inventions.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The real strength of America is our unity. The motto, E Pluribus Unum, is on all our currency and coins, and it means from the many, one. America is not just a place, it's an idea. The idea that ordinary people can govern themselves. Americans are a diverse people, but we are united because we believe in the principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and free enterprise. We should guard our freedoms jealously and examine all government proposals through the lens of liberty, always asking, will this make us more free or less free? When we don't, we saddle ourselves with so many taxes, laws, rules, and regulations that we lose something of utmost importance, our freedom.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here is some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strix. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. Proflowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Proflowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now, My Cool Inventions, a focus on entrepreneurialism, meeting new people, hearing new ideas. That's what we're all about. When I say we, Akos Jankura, John Cremins, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side. Before we get to Daryl Desrenault, a note about how you, too, can become very wealthy. The essence of our little annotated intro for the 60-second pitch suggests you have nothing to lose other than becoming a millionaire. And with that comes the opportunity to become a multimillionaire. And then if fortune smiles on you and your product's really good, you become a billionaire. There are more of those, 1,645 billionaires in the world, according to Forbes magazine, as opposed to 793 in March of 2009, right after things started collapsing. There were 793 billionaires then. There are 1,645 now. So the lesson here is that there's opportunity. People, you know, the critics say the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. The poor getting poorer is not the fault of the rich. It's because the poor don't want to do, or it's made easier for them. I mean, opportunity knocks. Maybe that's not completely fair to say. I don't like to think that the people that we have, for example, guys on here, are anything other than motivated. And we all, they show there's so many different types of people and so many different ideas that if you're properly motivated, you're going to be successful. And to take away from those who are motivated well and become successful, to give it to those who are not inspired, who don't care, who figured out how the game works, is just anathema to me. So when I look at the, as soon as I saw the Forbes report echoing in my mind, oh, Oh, yeah, the rich are getting much richer. We have to even it up. We have to end extreme inequality, take money away from the people whose earnings are 85 on this list, whose wealth jumps daily by $600 million. So,
wow.
Yeah. Hmm. But is that their fault? Why is it their fault or their problem if somebody can't find a job or who doesn't find opportunity? I mean, over in Africa, that's the fault of education as much as anything else, because nobody is really educated as to what the outside world is about. If that were the case, we wouldn't have the problem we do now with Ebola.
So do you think, like, there's just one amount of money in the world and it just shifts
limitless
from people to people?
We all know limitless? That's the fallacy behind all of these people who say you've got to take money away from the rich. There is no limit. Anybody who understands the spiritual implications of abundance knows that if we live in a creative world, and if you can create, you will succeed and you'll create your own. You won't be taking money from somebody else. You'll be creating your own, which is the only way to find the true rewards in life, I think, anyway. No, nobody, you're not, because your money or John's money or mine, for that matter, I created what I do, and success lives or dies by how well we do it.
Every day.
Yeah. All right, so let's find out if we can make Daryl Darino a success. I want to make Daryl a billionaire. Daryl, you up for that or not? Where'd Daryl go?
Is Daryl there?
Daryl?
Oh, we said billionaire and he ran away. Yeah. He says, I only wanted to be a 100 millionaire. I didn't want to be a billionaire.
Right, all right. So why don't you give us a little background into Daryl as we get him back again.
So Razor Beds, and I saw the invention come in on mycoolinventions.com. That's where the inventors go and they submit. Mm-hmm. But it first came in, it happened to be on a Saturday, and I just bought razors. The Costco story I told you was that Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. I went there for supplies and I needed razor blades. And I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so taken back. But there must be so much margin in razors.
Oh, yeah.
There has to be profit in razors. I can't understand why it would cost so much to manufacture them. They can't be that much. And John and I have investigated in China. We've got some razors. We were starting to think about maybe we should get into that razor dollar club thing that people are going on. Right. So we got some razors. And they don't cost that much. They're very inexpensive. However, the really good ones or the ones that you see in the drugstores are expensive. And what you're trying to do is prolong the life of the razor. And Daryl figured out that the moisture is the enemy of razor blades. Yeah. So he created a bed or a holder for your razor blade that takes the moisture away, I guess propagating the life of the razor, saving you money. And I think that's a pretty good problem to solve, I guess, in the world of you know, problem solving.
Daryl, Daryl's here. Daryl, may I ask you a question about, as you've gotten yourself into this, we were talking a little about philosophy before, the specifics of your invention. And I wonder whether you are aiming your success sights on making yourself happy. Is this about making you happy, about providing a service to the world? What is it that motivates you to do what you've done?
Well, what got me into this was the fact that the high cost of razors was, to me, seemed to be outrageous. And I just wanted to save a lot of people money and also cut down on the amount of razors that go into landfills every year. According to the EPA, over 2 billion razors end up in landfills every single year.
A billion.
Billion.
Wow. 2
That's billion, crazy. According to the EPA.
That's insanity. So your razor bed, like, how did you figure out that moisture is the enemy of the razor?
Well, I was watching a news show, and this gentleman had a buddy who challenged him to make a 50-cent disposable razor last him a year long. And what he said, after every time he got done shaving, he'd rinse it real good and just towel it off to dry the blades to keep it from rusting and dulling it. So I thought, well, why not just make a storage case that does that for you so you don't have to go through all that steps? So, and that's where the razor bed was born.
So when I shave, I mean, I never dry off my razor. I just set it down. Like, I just put it down. And
you and so, millions of other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what you have, a bed or some kind of a holder, and you put it down. How does it take the moisture away from the razor? How do you achieve that?
Well, what it is, it's a case that has a lining in it, kind of like a super moisture absorbent material in it. As you place the razor in it, you just swipe it from the bottom to top, and that instantly dries the blade. And it also has a pillow in it that is full of silica gel, which eliminates any moisture that is left in the case after you close the lid on it, so it doesn't go back on the blades.
So what's your estimation of how much longer the razor blade will last with it?
We've had people using them, and we're getting more from 6 months to a year out of one razor.
Wow. Man. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing his pitch. So here's what we do, Daryl. We're going to give you 60 seconds to pitch the live audience to vote for you. And the listener can vote by going to mycoolinventions.com, and you vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Or you can text to vote. You can text the word thumbs up or thumbs down, all one word, to 22333. That's the texting number, 22333. Or you can phone us, 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490. Just say thumbs up or thumbs down. We don't take your name or number. Just register your vote. And, Daryl, you've got 60 seconds to win them over. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Razor Doll again? Are you tired of wasting hundreds of dollars each year on razors that get thrown away every couple of weeks because they don't stay sharp? Well, here's your solution. Razor Bed. Razor Bed is a moisture-eliminating storage case. By removing the moisture off the blades, Razor Bed keeps your razor from going dull for up to 6 months or even longer. When moisture is allowed to air dry on the blades, it causes them to rust, fit, and deteriorate, which causes them to dull quickly. Simply place your razor into the Razor Bed, and the blades are dried instantly. With Razor Bed, you will use no more than 3 or 4 razors yearly, guaranteed. Razorbed is a user-friendly green product and is great for home or travel. To purchase or learn more about the Razorbed, please visit www.razorbed.com. Razorbed retails for $19.95 and makes a perfect gift. So next time your razor gets dull and you are disgusted with the high prices of razors, just remember, wake up to a sharper edge with Razorbed. You will be amazed just how well it really works.
So, I want one.
Bravo.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Inventor. Be our shark and vote.
That was good.
Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Now, there was a polished pitch.
Yeah,
that guy had it down. We got the cost in, the price in, where you can buy it in. You got the features and benefits in. That is sensational. You know what you could, only one little proof that you could have made if you wanted to close the deal? You could have done something special. You could have done the, you know, got me onto the phone, because I was sold. I really am sold. But maybe, you know, what would you do here? Buy one, get one, John? Or you do a little premium if you go to right now?
Yeah, because, you know, it's not just men, it's women too, right?
Oh, you're
so
right.
So you buy one, get another one free.
Right.
Mm. We can do that.
The wait.
We can definitely do that.
Yeah. Especially during the holidays. I mean,
but wait.
Yes, there's more.
There's more.
But there's a lot to that, you know. But wait, there's more. Yesterday we did the infomercial, and we were doing what they call a double drop. Do you know what a double drop is, Doug?
No.
You do, like, da-da-da-da-da, you get this. You get this. That's one.
Yeah.
And then the common theme is to do two. So you do a double drop.
Ah.
In fact, we've been discussing one of our new infomercials about what the double drop would be. If you can come up with, Daryl, a double drop, and I don't know what it might be. It might be an extra razor. It might be a razor-related product. It could be some reason why you want it now, or it could be free shipping and handling. It doesn't have to be tangible, just another thing. I think you've got a great winner here. And you got the right price. I think the price is right.
I think so, too.
$20 for the price. And you're making them now, right?
Yes, I am.
How are you funded? Daryl, how are you funded?
I am 100% funded by myself. I've invested myself about $100,000 out of my own pocket towards this. And
what are you seeing in return? How long have you been marketing and at the marketplace or in the marketplace?
Well, I've had my web page open for about 6 months or so, and slow's ain't real well, going real well, because a lot of people don't know about the product. I've been mostly concentrating on getting the product to do what it says, and I really haven't had the money to do all the marketing, and I don't have the avenues to do the marketing. So I'm looking to, you know, get some more marketing out there, and so people can hear about it and use it.
Look no further.
Awesome.
My Cooling Engines has a fund that will help you out, but this is a good, this is solid product, frankly.
Yes.
These are the sorts of things that we, and it brings us back around to what we were talking about before in terms of success. Here's a guy, now you said you had $100,000. What were you doing before you were doing this that you had $100,000 in savings?
I've just been putting a little out. I'm a construction worker. I've had my own company. I'm self-employed. a single father, and that's actually what brought me to create this, because it got to the point that I couldn't even afford to buy razors. I got to using the little cheap old 50-cent razors, and so I figured I've got to do something besides construction. I'm getting too old to do this for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's smart. You made a choice. You have decided you want to be successful on your own terms. You have the right attitude. You have the right idea. It sounds to me like, and part of the being on this program is to get exposure to people like, especially Akos and John. I'm a radio guy. I understand a good story when I hear it. You got a good story, but I don't know how necessarily to put all the pieces together. Akos certainly does, and John does. So that's why they're making more money than I am, because they know how to put all of these deals together.
Well, that's pretty much where I'm at. I can invent things, but I don't know the marketing side of it.
Right, but you can control. You smart enough to come here and get on this program. You can control. It's not luck. This is effort. This is thinking. And it doesn't have anything to do with age. It's transformative. What you are doing here and now, and maybe with us today, is transformative. You have the essence there, the idea, the eagerness to grow, that sort of thing. And this goes back to what we were talking about, the billionaires and whether there's other wealth, Akos. This is somebody who's going to take not from others, who have established something already for themselves. This is brand new territory. And that's why these ideas that come from the folks who come to My Cool Inventions and Dream Big America, that's really what, well, this is the message. You're the perfect purveyor of the message, Daryl. You are.
And, well, thank you.
And Daryl, if you'd like, I would be honored to bring that into live shopping for you. We could talk about how we could help you market that. We do have things right in our wheelhouse that you could be very quick assistance. Just email me. I think you have my email address, or if you don't, it's Akos, A-K-O-S, at mycoolinventions.com. I would love to help you out. I think you've got a great product. You've done so well. Your pitch was awesome. I don't know how the vote's going, John. How's the vote going?
Right now I'm looking at 100% so far.
100% so far. People liked it. Yeah, yeah. People love it.
It's like the product. The product works 100% of the time. Yep. I've never had one that hasn't worked.
Well, there you go. All right, Daryl, best of luck to you. You'll be showing up. If he stays at 100%, John, he'll be on next Friday or the Friday after that on My Cool Inventions.
Yeah, we'll know.
Get to the next step.
Yeah, we'll know an hour and 13 minutes from now.
Right.
No, 2 hours and 13 minutes.
Yeah, till noontime every day. You go to, you text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or you dial 888-877-0490 to vote, or go to mycoolinventions.com. Best of luck, sir.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check. Didn't we delete those?
Why would we?
Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Every year, we hold the Wacky Warning Label Contest, and the person who finds the funniest common sense warning label in America wins a prize of $1,000. Over the years, we've seen some pretty hilarious labels, like the one on a motorized go-kart that warned, "This product moves when used," and a 4-inch long fishing lure with huge hooks dangling off the end that warned, "Harmful if swallowed." But did you know that the first Wacky Warning Label we ever saw came from a Halloween costume? That's right. It was found on a Batman cape, and it warned, "Cape does not enable user to fly." Let's be fair. We've had a lot of fun with that one. And when my boys were younger, they appeared on TV shows in France and Japan wearing that cape. The show's hosts wondered why there are so many warnings about common sense things in America. The answer is that with all the frivolous lawsuits here, the courts can sometimes be even scarier than those Halloween costumes. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Our space program and the space industry suddenly in focus with what has happened this week. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. No doubt for so many people in Kansas City and San Francisco, the only story worth talking about today is the result of Game 7 of the World Series last night. And we will get to that later. But we begin with a couple of rocket launches this week, the second of which went well, the first one did not. Here is that first launch of a rocket built by the private company Orbital Sciences. The rocket exploded shortly after liftoff early Tuesday evening at the Wallops Flight Facility on the Virginia Shore.
And launch team, be advised, stay at your consoles. Rocket suffering a catastrophic anomaly shortly after liftoff.
The unmanned Antares rocket was carrying a satellite along with supplies for the International Space Station. Orbital Sciences Executive Vice President Frank Culbertson promised a thorough investigation into what went wrong with the $200 million launch.
I do know that the range safety initiated the flight termination system around 20 seconds
maybe a little bit before. So most of this happened in the first 20 seconds of flight, and it was fairly quick.
NASA spokesman Bill Gerstenmaier said the space station won't be affected by this failed rocket launch.
There was no cargo that's absolutely critical to us that was lost on this flight. The crew is in no danger.
Orbital Sciences, by the way, is feeling the effects of what happened in its stock price. The corporation's price per share dropped more than 15% yesterday. Meanwhile, no problem with the launch of an Atlas V rocket from Cape Canaveral yesterday.
And liftoff of the United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket carrying the 8th GPS 2S satellite.
This was the 50th launch of an Atlas V rocket, which has become a workhorse for the space industry. The next launch from the Cape will take place in early December when NASA conducts a test flight of its new Orion capsule that will be used to take humans to asteroids and eventually to Mars. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those.
On Wall Street, stocks closed yesterday with modest losses after the Fed ended its monthly bond buying program, expressing confidence in the country's economic prospects. The Dow down 31 points, closing at 16,974. S&P off by 2 points. NASDAQ dropped 15. And finally, how about that World Series Game 7 last night? Royals hosting the Giants in Kansas City. When it was over, one team was just one run better and one name stood out.
The Giants are amazing. Madison Bumgarner is the best pitcher in the Major League Baseball.
That fan and all Giants fans, happy campers today after San Francisco's 3-2 win over the Royals. Madison Bumgarner, on only 2 days rest, the starting pitcher who had already won 2 games in the series, came in to throw 5 scoreless innings in relief. He finished the game, got the win. He said early on he knew he was going to get in there.
There wasn't really a whole lot of talk. I was just ready. I knew if something happened early, there was probably a lot better chance of me getting in there.
Bumgarner, the easy selection as the World Series MVP. As for the Royals and their fans, a crushing loss, but what a season and what a postseason.
You know, the hard part about this is that you work all year to climb to the top of the mountain, and then boom, you fall back. You got to start right back at the bottom again next year.
That's Royals manager Ned Yost. He and his team deserve all the accolades coming their way. So the World Series is over. Giants win it. With two quick notes, this is the Giants' third World Series title in 5 seasons, not 5 years. 2010 was just 4 years ago. Secondly, his name is Bumgarner. A particular blowhard radio sports talk show host in New York City yesterday spent 5.5 hours on the air yesterday saying Bumgarner. I would start Bumgarner. I want Bumgarner on the hill in the beginning of the game. Well, it's Bumgarner, pal, not Bumgarner. Hopefully you'll get it right today. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7676 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7676.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.